You know, this TJ Watt situation, I was talking to Paul Alexander out in the newsroom because in a former life, Paul Alexander's sports news sense, he had his radar up, and it reminds me of Paul Alexander breaking the story, mind you, January 2002. Jerome Bettis didn't play in the playoff game against the Ravens because of a bad reaction to a painkiller shot. And if memory suits me, I think Famous Amos went in there and scored twice. And the Steelers won. And they won by like a couple touchdowns against the Ravens. I think that might have been the day after the that crazy Rich Gannon game that was on the night before, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it was freezing cold. I do remember that because I walked over from a friend of mine's house who had lived in the Mexican War streets at the time, and we absolutely were drinking too much. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So, let me tell you this. I didn't want a social stigma to follow me. It was, speaking of being cold and freezing cold, it was Monday or Tuesday, and I needed to put gas in my truck. I'm driving a beautiful F-150 from Schultz Ford. All those great locations. Schultz Ford, Wexford, Schultz Ford Harbor, Schultz Ford South of West Mifflin, always online, schultzford.com, and Schultz Ford in Wheeling. Anyhow, so I go to put gas in it, and it's freezing cold. And for about 5 seconds, I said to myself, you know, you trip out the pump, and it's freezing, and I could just keep the car on, the truck on, and sit inside rather than turning the engine off. There is a 1 in 290 billion chance that it's going to start some spark and some fire or whatever. How do I know this, that you can pump the gas with the engine still on? Because when I was a little kid, and there was full service all around here, not only would the guy come out and pump it with the engine still on, the guy who was doing full service to your car and pumping the gas while you still had the engine on, many times the man was smoking a cigarette while he was doing it. I kid you not. People will remember that back at the old Boron station or the Falcon or wherever. I absolutely, or the Pennzoil station, I am not kidding in the least at all about that. So I was, because it was so darn cold, I wanted to sit in the truck, have the engine still on, keep the heat banging, but I was afraid of how people looked at me. If I was somewhere in the middle of nowhere at some gas station and didn't know anybody or was just, you know, nobody was around, I absolutely would have kept the car on while I had the gas pumping and sat inside and kept it nice and warm. But I didn't want the social stigma, and I didn't want an interaction of somebody at the pump next to me going, you're going to burn the whole place down. It's going to light on fire. It's going to blow up. I just didn't want that. So I just tripped the pump out, turned the ignition off, obviously, and sat in there and kept warm. But I really wanted that heat to keep banging. That is one of the biggest overreactions, I think, in world history, that we turn the engine off while we're pumping the gas. Because there was probably like one fire out of 700 billion times people have pumped gas. I might be wrong, but it just feels that way. I do. I remember the guy, he would have like a blue jumpsuit, like a zip-up jumpsuit, and a tassel hat, and it was freezing cold. And that's when you would pump the gas by flipping down the license plate in the back of the car. And my man would pump it and have a cigarette doing it. And the car would stay on. And I'm thinking, man, we're A-okay. We just are. We only do it now because there's a sign that says you're supposed to. And everybody else does it. Top of the hour. Some people poked the bear. The bear bit him back. Too hard, though. And now they want to play victim. I'm going to talk about it. We'll get into all that top of the hour. Right here, KDK.